In between William Street and Broadway on Buffalo's east side, nestled among recently built housing units, sits a ghost town. Broken glass and debris litter the walkways between the red brick, three-story housing units of Willard Park Court. But it wasn't always this way. Willard Park Court was once a thriving public housing complex, the first of its kind for African Americans in Buffalo. University at Buffalo Urban and Regional Planning professor Henry Lewis Taylor Jr. says the complex, built in 1939, was an innovative living space for its time.
It was one of the first garden courtyard housing projects in the nation, and the design itself was unique in the sense of creating art pieces that were symbolic of the African American culture.
Those art pieces are the relief sculptures built on many of the units. They depict a history of the Black experience in Buffalo, including a wife and husband, a trumpet, and a fleeing slave next to a returning soldier. So what happened to Willard Park Court?
That's a darn good question.
That's former Buffalo Common Council president and former Willard Park tenant George Arthur.
I want to say poor management, neglect on the part of the housing authority.
The complex was closed in 2009 by the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority, which still owns the property. At the time, residents left in favor of moving into newer, larger housing units in the neighborhood. Today, the question stands whether the future of Willard Park has to be tied to its past, and if so, how? Plans were made in 2014 by the BMHA to tear down all the housing units and put up larger living spaces. The group Preservation Buffalo Niagara is fighting to instead get the complex renovated. Its executive, Jesse Fisher, sees value in restoration.
We can invest in that again, not just so that we have, you know, another piece of beautiful architecture in Buffalo, but also so that we can continue to invest in families and have housing here on this site that's actually reflective of a community push to build good housing.
Renovations would include raising the 7-foot-tall ceilings in every 512-square-foot apartment and adding elevators and handicap-accessible ramps. BMHA Executive Director Gillian Brown says it's just not cost-effective.
Our estimates of the cost of preserving every single building on the site exactly as they are, but rehabbing them, would be about double. It'd be about $40 million if the plan that we call for is 20.
And Brown says Fisher's proposal wouldn't meet the current needs of the community.
What the preservationists are saying is simply not reflected in reality.
The BMHA has over 1,000 families on waiting lists for housing, most seeking apartments with 3 to 6 bedrooms. At its peak, Willard Park's buildings offered only 172 1- and 2-bedroom apartments, and even fewer are available today. As for the artwork, Brown says preserving the sculptures are a priority.
You can preserve history without actually forgetting that actual people have to live here.
Fisher says she has been talking to the BMHA about solutions which work for the community, preservationists, and the housing authority, and she's looking for a developer to take interest in the project. Still, Taylor wonders why there is widespread support to preserve some places in Buffalo, but not others.
Now, some people have talked about the cost involved in the restoration and modernization of that unit. But I never heard anybody speak about that when they were doing the Darwin Martin House. I've never heard anybody say $30 million is a lot of money to pour into a house that nobody's going to live in.
There's no timeline for demolition. Brown still needs approval from the State Historic Preservation Office and has to conduct public hearings to move forward. So does significant history supersede current housing needs, or does eliminating vacancy rates take precedence? The answer will determine the fate of Willard Park Court. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.